For the benefit of the faces I don't recognise, I'm Andrew, the second son of Jennifer and George. There were frequent phone calls between my mother and my grandmother. When I was a little child, it was a great privilege to call Grandma with the big black phone and not push buttons like now, the dial. 4-1-4-5-2-3, forever embedded in my mind because that was the only number I ever dialed. And what a pleasure it was to primarily listen at that young age to my grandma. I didn't have much to say, but what a joy that was. What a joy to arrive at Grandma's place, the anticipation of going. Grandma's and grandfather's in those days. The smell of gardenias, which were not present in the later years, but that smell, that strong aroma, is forever associated in my mind with grandmas and grandfathers. But an even better smell awaited us so many times, arriving at the front door to smell the baking of lamb. The baking of lamb always smells good, but there was something particularly special about the smell of the lamb baking in that particular gas oven. I can't take that with me except in my memory, but what a memory that is. It's still as vivid today as it was then. The joy of hide and seek in a house that seemed to have endless nooks, crannies, curtains, things to hide under. Then as we grew older, there were other joys, paper aeroplanes off the balcony, rolling down the backyard on the grass that we knew was going to make us itch later, but it didn't matter. The joy of the now took over from the pain that was inevitable. There are so many memories. These are just but a few of the hundred that I could tell you about. The older I grew, the more special became my grandma for who she was, not just the house and the smells and the things associated with being there. It was grandma we went to see. It was grandma we dropped in on, unannounced, no mobile phones in those days. We didn't ring in advance and say, is it okay to drop in? We just dropped in. There was always a cheery cup of tea, or if we were lucky, if we arrived at the right time, a meal, hastily prepared, but a simple lamb chop, bit of salad and homemade coleslaw. I have never tasted a meal as nice as that in any restaurant or at any time. There was something that she did that made those meals taste so nice. It was the love with which she made it. I know that. Always pleased to see us, always interested in us, always ready to receive us, always having an impact on everyone that she met. There are people that I've told about her passing and haven't seen her for over 20 years who tell me of the impact that my grandma had on them. The love that she had for the Lord was evident in everything that she did, whether she was actually saying it in those words or just acting out that love in her life, because the love of God overflowed into every single thing that she did. And that was evident. And she witnessed for the Lord that she loved in such a non-confrontational, gentle way that nobody, even the staunchest atheist, could not be offended at anything that she said. We don't know why God kept her here for so long, but maybe that's why. Maybe she was too good a witness for him. We know that she is in a better place. The words that come to my mind is to hear the words of God saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." She's okay. She's in a better place. But for us, life will never be the same again.